Welcome to the OU Daily Chizuk and Tehillim phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 16th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, the Schwartz family, whom you can view prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Tuesday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Simcha Sneid, Mor D'Asra of the Congregation Anshei Sfard in Louisville, Kentucky, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Sneid reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Sneid will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sneid.
Thank you, Naftali Herman, and thank you for your work for the OU, and especially organizing these daily chizuk calls where we could come together to hear words of inspiration and recite Tehillim, Psalms, together during these challenging times. I would also just like to thank the OU for their constant work they do for the Jewish people, and obviously including this initiative, which we all benefit from. Not only that, but Louisville is a small but growing city, and the OU has been there to help whenever we need it, truly helping build Torah communities across the country. So thank you to the OU. When I was asked to speak, and I was told the number of people that call in every day over the last number of months, I was in awe. I was truly inspired. We are almost 3 months into these daily calls, and to continue to have such a high volume of callers is truly remarkable. After thinking about this, I was reminded of the following chazal, teaching from our great sages. The Ein Yaakov, one of the premier works on Agadata passages in the Talmud, brings down the following medrash in his introduction. If I were to ask you, what is the one verse in the entire Torah that sums up Judaism, that is all-encompassing, what do you think it would be? Ben Zoma says, and I'm sure this would probably be one of the most popular answers, in fact, many of you might even be thinking it right now, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Shema, expressing our faith, our belief that there is one true God. This is the verse, he says, that is all-encompassing. The second opinion, Ben Nanas, he says another famous verse, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your friend as yourself. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Respect people the same way you would want to be. This verse, says Ben Nanas, is the essence of Judaism, the essence of the Torah. And the third opinion is Shimon ben Pazi. He says a verse in Parshas Pinchas that describes the Karban Tamid, the daily offering brought in the temple every single morning and every single evening. This verse, he says, sums up Judaism. And the obvious question is why this verse? The first two, if a poll was taken, might easily be the top two answers given. The Shema, trust, belief in the one true God, or V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, treat others with the utmost honor and respect. But this verse, the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, why is this verse the one that is chosen to sum up Judaism? Many times, we define ourselves by the big moments, the big acts of kindness, the big acts of charity, the most Torah learning, the longest prayer session, longest Shemona Esrei we could have. That is how we define our success. That is how we define our commitment and love of God. The bigger, the more love. The Maharal of Prague, though, in his Sefer Nesivos Olam, says, Shimon ben Pazi brings down this verse of the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, to teach us consistency is the key to being an Eved Hashem, a servant of God. The Karban Tamid was given every day, no matter what. That is the essence of Judaism. It is not always about the big moments, but rather the daily grind, day in and day out. Saying a prayer every day, making blessings every day, studying Torah no matter the amount every day, performing an act of kindness, giving charity to someone in need every day, or in this case, calling in every single day for chizuk and to daven for our brothers and sisters who are in need of our prayers. Consistency, says the Maharal, shows true commitment and love. And as the Maharal says, that is the definition of an Eved Hashem, a servant of God. No matter what happens, no matter what we may be going through on a personal or on a global level, we are here every day ready to serve. May we all continue to daven to Hashem, to end this virus. And remember, whether we hit a home run or a single, the most important fact is that we come to play. We come to serve Hashem every single day. The seemingly small daily acts, mitzvos that we do, add up to a lifetime of mitzvos, truly showing our love for Hashem. Thank you for listening, and thank you again to the OU and to all of you for the true inspiration. At this point in time, we'll begin with Perek Tzav, chapter 20 in the Book of Psalms. For those who have a Art School sitter in front of them, it can be found in the back of the Art School sitter, page 999, the bottom right-hand column. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha V'olascha Yedash Nesela Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei Niranana B'Shuasecha Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ato Yadati, Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Elev Arechev, V'elev Asusim, V'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Heima Karu V'nafalu, Va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We continue with Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27, can be found in the back of the Arch Rosh Sitter, page 1001, the right-hand column. L'David, Adonai Ori Vishi, Mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai, mimi efchad. Bekarov alai mireyim, lechol es bisari, tzorai ve'oivai li, eima kasu v'nofalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo ira libi, im tokum alai milchama, bezos ani boteach. Achasho alti mi'es Adonai. Osa avakesh, chifti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachzos b'noam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Kiyitz b'neini besuka b'yom ra'ah, yastireini b'seser o'alo. Bitzor Yeromimini. Viata Yarom Roshi. Aloy Vaisavivosai. Vezbracha Baala Zivchesrua. Ashira Vazamra Vadunai. Shema Adonai Koliakra. Vichaneni Vaneni. Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Fanai. Espanecha Adonai Avakesh. Al Taster Panecha Mimeni. Al Tat Ba'af Avdecha. Ezrati Hayisi. Al Tichini V'al Tazveni. Elohe Yishi. Yavi V'imi Yozavuni. Vadonai Yaspeni. Horeni Adonai Darkecha. Unacheni Barach Mishar. Leman Shorarai. Al Tivneni Benefesh Sarai. Ki Kamo Bi Eze Sheker. Vifeach Samas. Ulehem Anti. Leros Vituv Adonai Beretz Chayim. Kave El Adonai. Chazak Viameis Libecha. Vikave El Adonai. We continue with chapter 130, Kuf Lamed. Can be found in the back of the Arch Scroll Siddur, page 1034, the middle of the right-hand column. Shir Amalos, Mimamakim Kirasisa Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Yena Aznecha Kashivas. Lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya. Adonai miyamam. Ki imcha haslicha. Leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kisa nafshi. Velidvaro hocholti. Nafshi ladonai. Mi shomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachal Yisrael El Adonai Yim Adonai Yachesed V'harbei Mofidus V'ho Yivdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. At this point we will say the Mishnah Berach. We will pause for anyone to be able to add in anyone who may be sick, who is in need of a refuah, a healing. Please insert the name in Hebrew or in English at the proper time. Mishaberach, Abosenu Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, V'Yivarev, V'Yirabba, Esacholim V'Acholos. Bavor Shem Esfalim Bavuram Bizkar Zakarash Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleyem Lachlima Malarafosam Ulachazika Malachayosam Yishach Lahem Mehera Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim Besov Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGav Hashtal Bagalav Vizman Kariv Nomar Amen. We will conclude with Achenu, we found in the Arch Rosh Siddur, page 146 on the bottom. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anasunim batsaro vashivya, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleyem yotiyem mitzara lirvacha, umeyafela liora umishiba legula. Hashtab agalav izman kariv, v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Snaid. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Bram Weinberg of the Kemp Mill Synagogue in Silver Spring, Maryland. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.